Good morning. Our question today is Lag BaOmer coming upon us. Is this really the day that the Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, passed away, or is it something else? Indeed, we see that it is the day of Simcha. We don't say Tachanun then. It's permitted to start shaving, take haircuts for those who kept the first part of the Sfira. The Rama Paskins, Umar Bim Bo Ketzah Simcha, we increase there at least that little bit of the Simcha that we have on Lag BaOmer. So why is that the case? So what we're going to go through are some of the writings of the Chidah. The Chidah is Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. He is most prominently known for his work, Birkei Yosef, an absolutely amazing work. And it's organized based on the Shulchan Aruch. And there he says that indeed Lag BaOmer is the Hilula de Rashbi. It's this day that the Rashbi passed away. He says he learns it, even if it's not explicit, but it's implicit in the Sefer HaKavanos that was Shesidir, that was organized, that was written by Rav Shmuel Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital. So based on that, indeed, it's the day that the Patira of the Rashbi, that Lag BaOmer, Bihu Yoma Dihilula Delay, this is the day of praise, the praise of the Rashbi, the day he passed away. And there are comments, there are haaras, footnotes on the Birkei Yosef. It's not written by the Chidah. And there it's brought a number of other places that the Chidah discusses this very issue. What is this concept of Lag BaOmer? Is it the day that the Rashbi passed away? So first he brings that in the Sefer Mora Be'etzba, also written by the Chidah. The Chidah does say that Lag BaOmer is the Yom Hilula Rashbi. This is the day that the Rashbi passed away. However, there is another work called Tov Ayin, written by the Chidah as well. This is the third work that we're quoting. The first two, Birkei Yosef and Mora Be'etzba, there the Chidah does say that Lag BaOmer is the Hilula de Rashbi, the day that the Rashbi passed away. However, in Tov Ayin, he says this concept of having Simcha and Lag BaOmer, what's going on here? So, in fact, as is known, Rabbi Akiva was the teacher of the generation. He had 24,000 students, and they died. And the world was desolate. Vayolam shamem, it was desolate. There was no teaching of Torah. All the Talmidim have died. V'yom lag leomer hischil leshanos. It was on Lag BaOmer that Rabbi Akiva started teaching again. And to whom? A very small group, including Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rashbi, and also Rabbi Meir. V'yeor lahem shetachzor haTorah. That was the time of illumination that the Torah was starting to return. So we see here, it's not the day, according to this third source of the Chidah, the Tov Ayin, that the Rashbi passed away, but rather it's the day that Rabbi Akiva started teaching him and Rabbi Meir and a few other great students in order to regenerate the teaching of the Torah. And there's another sefer quoted in that footnote of the Birkei Yosef. This is the fourth sefer quoting the Chidah, a sefer written by the Chidah called Maris HaAyin. And here the Chidah writes explicitly, this that I wrote in the Birkei Yosef, that's the first work that we cited, that there are those who write that the passing away of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was on Lag BaOmer, that's written as well in the book Pri Eitz Chaim. However, it is known, this is the Chidah writing in the fourth work we're quoting, the Maris Ayin, he says that it is known that there were different texts of the writings of the Arizal, and there were a number of mistakes and confusion in the texts that were written. And if you look, the real proper, correct text that was written and organized by Rab Shmuel Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital, it says in the Sharach HaKavanos in detail the reason that the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away, and it continued and said, V'kasov shelag BaOmer hu yom simchas Rashbi. It says the Lag BaOmer is the day of Simcha of the Rashbi. It does not say that the Rashbi passed away. So apparently, when the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah wrote in the Birkei Yosef that it is the day that he passed away, he was using one text of this Sefer HaKavanos. But now in this fourth work that we're quoting, the Maris Ayin, he's quoting a different text, and he's saying that this is the more accurate, the most accurate text of the Sefer HaKavanos, the Shar HaKavanos, and it does not say that the Rashbi passed away in Lag BaOmer. It simply says it's the day of his Simcha. So continuing the footnote quotes a different work. It's called Sefer Minhagi Achida. It's not written by the Chida, but it's a book that records different minhagim of the Chida. And there in that book, it quotes the view of the Chida, saying that the Chida really held, like he wrote in the Birkei Yosef, and he wrote in the Mora Be'etzba, those are the first two works that we quoted, that Lag Ba'Omer is in fact the Yom HaTehillulah, the day that the Rashbi passed away. But the author of the footnote on the Birkei Yosef says, I don't understand how you can say such a thing. You're quoting earlier works of the Chida, the Birkei Yosef, and the Mora Be'etzba, where indeed the Chida did say that Lag Ba'Omer is the day that Rashbi passed away. However, the last book written in the life of the Chida was the fourth book that we quoted, the Maris Ayin. And there he says explicitly, Vesham Chantach Adorim B'Sakina Chariv, he cut with a sharp knife. He said explicitly that it was a mistake to say that the day of Lag BaOmer is when the Rashbi passed away, but rather it is a day of Simcha. It's a day of Simcha. Why? Because Lag BaOmer is the day that Rabbi Akiva began to reinvigorate the teaching of Torah, including teaching Torah to Rashbi and Rabbi Meir. So just to recap real quickly, we have two possibilities why we have Simcha and Lag BaOmer. Either it's the Ptira of the Rashbi, and we'll have to visit at one point why that should be a Simcha. The second view is that it's not when the Rashbi passed away, but rather that is when Rabbi Akiva started teaching Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Meir the Torah from scratch, from anew, the new set of Talmidim after 24,000 students passed away. And that's why we have Simcha. It's more understandable why we have Simcha with the teaching of the Torah, not the passing of the Rashbi, although we still have to explain that side. And in the end of the day, we have this view by the Chida in two works. He writes that Lag BaOmer is the day the Rashbi passed away, but in a different two works, he says that that is not the case. It's when Rabbi Akiva started teaching Torah to the Rashbi and others. And in fact, the latest work of the Chida, the Maris Ayin, that's what he says. So it seems that the view of the Chida indeed is not that it is not the day that Rashbi passed away, but rather when he resumed the learning, the Rabbi Akiva resumed his teaching, including teaching Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Have a wonderful day.